just like that river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Oh yes, it will.
Oh, like that. Thank you. So today's guest is Andrea Newman. Thank you for being here. She is a singer, entertainer, and a mixologist, if you will. yeah, so thanks for being here, Andrea. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do this podcast with you because not only are you my partner in life right now and forever, hopefully, but there's just a lot of things and questions that I had for you in creating your voice and building your voice and like where that started for you. Right. When did you first start noticing that you could sing, and where's the first place you performed publicly?
Publicly. Well, my whole family is musical. So being the youngest of five, I was always trying to, you know, get in where I could fit in. And we're the type of family that if someone starts singing something, even if it's a commercial, we all sort of jump in. So it's always, like, I never thought about it. It was second nature, you know. But one thing that sticks in my mind was, you know, I have a soft speaking voice, and I like to...
What was that again? Yeah, soft speaking voice. Speak up, I can't hear you.
And I like to sing louder, but I didn't necessarily trust my tools. And so I remember, you know, my dad passed away when I was right after I turned 16. And my brother and I decided to sing at his funeral. And we sang His Eye Is on the Sparrow. And I just remember that it wasn't even like up until we were there at his funeral up on stage. And all of a sudden this power came out of me, this belting, if you will. Mm. And that was the first time I realized that I knew I had it all along, you know, that was the first time I realized that I knew what to do instinctually if I sort of let loose, if I gave into, you know, the passion.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm sure that was a pretty emotional day, and you just gave it 100% because that's your pop, of course, so you want to represent for him. Mm-hmm. And give it 100%. So we just had a knock on the door, so this will be our first segment. That was a great answer, by the way. So I'm going to stop this, pause it, and we'll come back for more of Andrea Newman. Stay with us. Okay, we're back. So we were interrupted, and where we left off is Andrea was opening up about singing at her father's funeral. And I wanted to ask you, what song did you sing?
His Eyes on the Sparrow.
His Eyes on the Sparrow.
With my brother,
Gray. Nice. Mm-hmm. And then since then, you've gone on to perform and do other... Did you guys start a band?
Well, him and some of his buddies had started a band, and I was sort of trying to do my own thing, but I don't play an instrument. For me, my instrument is my voice. Mm-hmm. So I would work with different artists, and then once his band... You know, it became the trio, and it became just very straightforward, effective, like just good vibes. Then I kind of started performing with them, and it became Andrea and the Gray Newman Trio. So that kind of was how that band started. And the other band that I was a part of, sort of like off and on as time went on, was like a Rolling Stones cover band.
Oh yeah, so you did that with a group of other people, right? Like it was a collective.
Yeah.
And themed.
Like John Van Driel, and there's a couple different guys. Oh shoot, I'm not gonna remember good names very much. Jared Venti was in there. Yeah, because I remember we had so many different people on so many different instruments for different shows, different collaborations, but...
Oh, it sounds like a good experience.
Okay. Absolutely. I just always thought, like, you know, music is my soul. It makes me happy no matter what, no matter how down I am. As long as I have that somewhere in me, like if I lose my voice, then maybe I'll like actually be depressed for a little while. But right. I have the music, I'm good. I'm gonna make it.
You'll still have your ears. You can listen to the music. You just won't be able to sing it, mm-hmm. which would be kind of depressing. Yeah, especially know that you could get it out.
Exactly. You know when you're sick and you go to like hum something and it's a completely different octave or like completely different note than you were even planning on.
Right.
That's such a weird feeling to go most of your life, you know, trying to perfect those exact things, and all of a sudden you're just
yeah. So you didn't sing in school or anything, or like take any like lessons when you were younger?
Sang in school, but I didn't like in elementary school, no one took it seriously, so I didn't take it seriously. I always thought it'd be fun to be a performer. And so in middle school, then it became, oh, I'm going to be a star someday. And so it completely switched to...
Keep talking. I'm going to pull up some of your footage. Yeah, keep talking, because I want to go to your YouTube channel.
Yeah, it turned into, like, that was my dream for many years. And I would always do, you know, national anthem for different sports, anything that I could possibly sing for. I would be trying to make my way in there.
Yeah, so the national anthem, were you, mm-hmm. was that a pretty big crowd? I mean, compared to, you know, the funeral, your father's funeral.
That
I mean,
was a pretty big funeral.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I mean, always, like, being in choirs and stuff, I probably did some stuff at church, you know, here and there. So I always was singing and I was always in front of people. But what's funny is I have a hard time speaking in front of a group, but I can get up and sing in front of a group much more easily.
Yeah. That's interesting. Why. Yeah. Because I feel just the opposite. I feel like I could get up and essentially speak. As opposed to start trying to sing, mm-hmm. or even play an instrument. I'm just not confident enough. Like, I'm sure you have a level of confidence in your voice, to where you know you're going to get up and you're going to hit probably 9 out of 10 of your notes. You might have that 1% or that you might be a little bit off, but for the most part, you know you're going to nail it.
Right.
Yeah, and it's just, yeah, thinking about that. And speaking is like, oh yeah, way easier. Like, let me just talk to the people. I don't gotta sing to them.
Yeah, but like speaking, my mind works so much faster than my words. So sometimes I speak gibberish because my, you know, like my brain and my lips aren't lining up. And when I go to sing, it's like I know what I'm gonna sing. And even though I still get nervous and I still get like, it still sounds different to me in front of people because of nerves, I guess. Yeah, I think I'm definitely more used to it than, you know, than the majority of people. But I don't like karaoke. I love to listen to karaoke.
Why don't you like karaoke?
I don't know. I feel like people who do karaoke aren't necessarily singers. Like, they are people who can sing very well, and it's like fun to be like randomly impressed. But if someone's a singer and then gets up there, then I just feel like, I don't know, a douchebag.
Yeah, it's kind of like taking someone's piece of a painting and trying to paint it exactly how they painted it.
Yeah.
But what if you got up there and maybe made a remix or kind of sang it your way?
Yeah, you and know? I feel like I do that as often as I can. But I just never necessarily got into that karaoke, you know, sort of a...
It's 3 o'clock.
Hey, thanks. Thanks, computer. Sorry to cut you off. So I got Andrea's, well, it's not her page pulled up, but I have the Newman Trio, and the song is Stay With Me, and it's by Sam Smith, and it's covered by the Newman Trio, which is Gray, her brother.
No, so the Newman Trio actually was my brother and two of his buddies.
Oh, got it. Okay, and who's then, this?
So that's Josiah.
So Josiah on the box drum or the cajon for people out there listening. And then Andrea is doing vocals.
With Gray.
With Gray and is doing vocals as well. And
acoustic.
But yeah, let me play with this for you guys. It's really great. Let's see here.
This is a promotion.
Little promotion one there. Let me see if I can find while I'm looking for the is this you? No. Let's see if she finds anything. Do you have any other ones? Let me go ahead and pause this sound right here. But I'm gonna let her look for some of her other videos. Yeah, just of you. And because the next questions I was gonna ask you is about singing, because being a creative, you know, that's why I started this Cakes No Breaks podcast, because I really enjoy talking about creating, getting into flow. My choice of medium is the studio, like playing instruments. Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, we did that one back in the day.
Mm-hmm. 5 years ago.
5 years ago, yep. So she just found an old video, black and white video. If you're out there... She only has a couple videos up on her page, but it's, what did you call it? Andrea Newman?
Mm-hmm.
And
I guess.
It's hard to find, though, for some reason. When you just type it in the YouTube, maybe we should put some hashtags, make it easier to find. But it's Andrea Newman. It's just one black and white video. But let's play that for them real quick. And then I'm going to ask you some questions about tips and techniques for maybe some of our younger listeners that want to... you know, sing and perform and some of the things that helped you out.
I know
I said he'd always there's a little truth in between the words we spoke out. It's a little late now to fix a heart that's broken. Please don't ask me where I'm going, 'cause I don't know. No, I don't know anymore. Used to feel like
stop it. All right, we're going to stop it just because it's a slow one. So, yeah. So that was 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And fast forward to current times, your last show was Michael Jackson. You did a few different songs
for Halloween.
Yeah,
that was so much fun.
Yeah, she did. She has there'll be footage out there, I'm sure, floating around. And eventually Andrea will have a page to where you can see all of her different performances, but right now it's just kind of, she just has that one.
There's I guess more on Facebook. There's some on my page, and there's some on the Gray Newman Trio Facebook page.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah, so you guys are interested in checking her art, her creativity, her whole vibe out, go check those videos out. But I wanted to get into like some of the techniques and stuff that you use that you really like, that work for you, that may work for an upcoming singer that's just really trying to stand out or work on their vocals.
Yeah.
What kind of advice would you give them?
Well, a couple things that I can think of, like, that I've taken away from, you know, teachers that I've had in the past. Like, essentially, when you're singing, it's funny, I want to use my hands and describe to you, but there's no...
It blocks the sound.
No, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm so used to using my hands to describe, and it's funny to not have a video. You essentially want to push the sound forward, almost as if it's going like through your nose, and create like a ball of sound in your mouth.
Like breathing fire, like blowing a fireball or something. You're gonna take them out.
No, you create this this like, it's almost like you're holding an egg in your mouth, is how I picture it. You create more space in your mouth, but you're also pushing the sound forward.
Like an egg or like a marble? Marble's too small. Egg is probably like a good size.
Well, egg would be pretty big to hold.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
But you know what I mean? If you picture it, then you shape your mouth a little differently. So I had somebody tell me that, and I noticed that it does change the tone more for people who are out in front of you. It's a clearer tone, which I thought was kind of cool. And another thing is like, you know, say you want to do something that's like a harder note to hit, like maybe something a higher pitch, to intensify your abs.
Okay. So like when you intensify your abs, are you like sucking in and
so
up,
I had,
or how do you intensify?
I'll never forget the way that I learned it. I was in a group class, and the teacher said, to this man, this say middle-aged man, try and sing this note. And he was just kind of laughing because there was no way he thought he could sing it. And he tried, and it was really off. And, you know, at least he tried, and we're all proud of him for being vulnerable.
He was vulnerable, yeah. He was brave, bad. Young soul or old soul.
Right? And then he had this huge metal bookcase with different shelves on it. And he said, go over to that shelf and try and lift it up and knock it over the same time you sing that note. And with his body like contracting and intensifying, for some reason, it makes it so, say like if you're going to hit a high note, and you like aim directly for that note, don't think of anything else around it, it makes it easier, it comes out. So he went from like it being like a joke, like there's no way he was going to be able to hit that note, to trying that with the shelf and hitting it.
Right, let's try something.
Wonderful.
Okay, teach me how to do it. So she's going to teach. I'm going to get vulnerable for you guys real quick. She's going to teach me how to sing a note. So, for instance, give him an example. We're going
to
work.
So might have to stand up.
So first, you give an example of what you want me to sing. Like, what should I try singing?
So just one note that's like high, like...
Okay, so this is without pushing anything, just off the top. High note. Ooh,
right?
I feel a little embarrassed already. This is gonna be good. Hey, don't laugh at me. All my homies out there are gonna be chiming in like this fool. Hold on. I'm a little under the weather, ladies and gentlemen.
And turning a little red.
Yeah, I'm turning a little... Well, I have a deep voice naturally, so hitting high notes is the difficult. Excuses. So here it goes. All right, it's gonna be pretty bad, but I'll give my best. This is without picking. Oh, no. They're checking out right now. Like, I'm getting out of this podcast. This shit is awkward right now. I gotta get going.
No, now you gotta go over, like...
All right, so I gotta pretend... What if I just pretend like I'm lifting this up, and I won't really lift it up, but I'll just go... Yeah, but
intensify everything. Okay.
Well, give me a word to sing.
Like, no, you got it already, and then you took it way too far.
I'm gonna sing hello. So this is without lifting. Hello, hello.
Confidence.
Hey, yeah. I think lift is up. Yeah, it made me feel very confident. Yeah, when you're lifting something, you tighten your abs. Yeah. Your core tightens up. Dude, that's such a good tip.
Isn't that cool?
So yes, use that. I feel like I'm gonna practice that. I'm gonna be carrying weights around singing. Around the house.
And make sure you're pushing the sound forward.
Okay.
Creating a ball of sound and pushing it forward.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. That's tip two. So we got push it forward, get in there and use your abs.
Yeah.
Use your core and by lifting something heavy or maybe assimilate
or, like you're lifting something heavy. Or as you get used to it, just intensifying your abs, flexing your abs when you're trying to hit those notes once you kind of know what it feels like.
Okay.
The other one that I was going to say was about runs, because I love to do, you know, whatever runs I can think of. Or
Give me your top two favorite runs right off the top, for example.
Like, I don't know. It's not top two. You don't have a top two. Okay. Like, well, I have my go-tos that I don't think about. Like, you know, so like
she smiles when she does that, so she looks super hot too. Like she sounds really good, but she looks so freaking hot when she starts singing because she smiles and gives you that look. Okay, what's another one? Let's hear the other one.
Well, so I was gonna say, so like when I start off that one, I just start with whatever comes out, like whatever, you know, instinctually happens.
Okay.
But then I notice at the end is going to be more of what I would like sort of default to, like you know, it's just something
that's that, more of like a hum, right? You keep your mouth closed. Well, right closed.
Then, yeah, but nice.
Okay, so the hum's so easier. I noticed it is because you don't have to open it, like takes off the pressure of like you're not saying a word,
right?
And there's no enunciation in there. It's just
and you're not you're trying going you're with not tones going for perfection and
vibration,
yet.
Really,
right?
Yeah,
that's so nice. And so when you're trying to do a run or like say for me, like trying to learn a new run, if it's something else I heard that I loved and I want to, you know, start there. Or a song that I want to learn, then like maybe learn it first and then sort of transition into my own sort of version of it.
Right.
But is to slow it down. So any run that you're trying to learn how to do, instead of just going 100%, listen to it, slow it down, focus on every single note, focus on the transitions, because then you're not gonna miss it. You're not gonna.
So how would I slow that one down? You go. Something like that, or how do you slow it down? I don't know how to slow it down. What do you mean, slow it down?
Like, oh man, I just keep thinking of this one song, but I have to
do it regular speed and then slow it down speed for us, for the listeners, just so they
can. Okay, I'm just trying to think of how the run goes. So it's Tennessee Whiskey, and he says. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And that's regular speed.
Okay.
And I remember thinking, I have to learn that run. So you have to slow it down. I had to listen to it over and over again. I mean, there's different ways of doing it. You can look at the notes. But for me, like, I'm better learning from my ear. Or, you know? So, like, warm. And that's, I guess, probably still a little bit faster than what you'd be doing if you were learning it. But that's just slowing it down to hear the notes in between.
Interesting, because it's almost like as you did that, it's almost like in my mind, I'm just counting off each little step. There's like 12 steps to that. Like every time it changes, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah.
Like 10 or 12 notes in there that you just...
Oh, I tried to count real quick.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay.
Yeah, and then there's people who are...
That's helpful. I think I'm going to definitely try to use that for my own.
And then there's people who are like gospel singers, and they, you know, it's second nature to them. They could do any run that just melts your face off.
Yeah. So one thing that I can really appreciate about you, other than, you know, melting people's faces off when you do your runs, because I know my face has melted a couple times. As you started running, I meant... No, as you did your run, not running, but yeah, so that's what I was getting. Let me get back to what I was gonna say is that I appreciate your wide range of music, like styles and stuff. There's a lot of times that Andrea and I will be just vibing, and then she's like, "Well, have you heard this song?" And it'd be like something I would never ever listen to.
Like Tank and the Bangas or something?
Yeah, it is something I would never listen to. And then, like, I just become a fan of it because I feel she picks songs with a whole lot of emotion. Not just, like, one emotion either. It's, like, a range. And the artists that she picks just do a really good job at just making you feel the emotion. Yeah. Just with their voice. Like, not necessarily even... The tracks, a lot of these songs are somewhat like a cappella, maybe minimal instrumentation in the background, to where they would just go for it. And so I guess with that statement goes, what are like some really like artists? I just kind of wanted a list of artists that you really like that maybe people wouldn't know about. Like, okay, for instance, I didn't know about, I didn't know about, the one girl that wrote for Cher.
Oh, LP.
LP, yeah. I didn't know or know any of her songs, but after you, like, played some LP for me, I'm like, wow, she really digs She's deep incredible. Into her lyrical, like, content, but also just expresses this raw emotion. And so I could see why Cher chose a lot of her songs. And not only did she write for LP, or LP write for Cher, but who else did she write for?
I think she wrote for Rihanna.
Rihanna. And
I'm sure there's other names out
there. Yeah, a couple other big names. Yeah. LP, man. She's, shout out LP.
Yeah.
Who else? Who else?
I'm sure there's a lot of artists that I would know and love that most people would know. But one I'm glad that I thought of, because I thought of him immediately, is June Moon.
June Moon. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got a great voice. Man.
June
yeah.
Moon. I love Jacob Banks.
Oh, yeah. Jacob Banks.
Jacob Banks. Oh, I remember the first time I heard him, I think it was Simone. And I think the first word was Simone. And with how much... passion was behind that word, I'm pretty sure I just started tearing up immediately and knew, I'm like, this is my new artist.
Well, who's that artist we listened to that one time when both, like, we're just chilling and we heard that we had some whiskey and we're just chilling and we're just in a moment, and it was a very special moment, but this song came on and I looked at her and I started to get the feels, right? And, like, I didn't start
Let's
bawling.
Let's be honest. We both teared up.
Yeah, we both teared up. I'm probably going to go out tears. And say that I'll be vulnerable. But, man, this dude just sang. He sang a Frank Sinatra song, but did it his way.
I've Got, like, You Under My Skin.
He's got I Got You Under My Skin. Check out the song.
So
I Got You Under My Skin,
I don't know how
by
to pronounce,
Ben.
I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Iuncle.
Ben Iuncle.
It's I...
Apostrophe.
O-N-C-L-E. Regardless on how you pronounce his name, and we'll find out how to pronounce his name later, but man, incredible song. But yeah, that's another one. And I didn't know about him until she showed me. She's got a really wide range. She listens to hip-hop, gangster rap, just old-school hip-hop, new-school. She just has a very wide range of music. Other than just blues and soul music. I guess LP would be soul, right?
Yeah.
She'd be considered soul.
Yeah.
And you really like the blues, too.
I love the blues. And, you know,
with
most of my, you know, performances in the past, it's basically been covers. And I think it's really cool to, you know, to have all these different genres in one show. When people would ask before certain shows, oh, well, how do you guys describe yourself? And I would say, really, anything soulful. We love to have a good vibe because we can do, you know, Beyonce and Portishead and Etta James. Yeah. And, you know, we can just do all these different vibes. And I think that's a way to, like, reach out to everyone.
Yeah, it's familiar. You definitely... I love that.
It's a little twist.
Yeah, cheesy.
Yeah.
Yep. So I didn't really have any more questions. I mean, I could go on and get more deep and personal, but I wanted to keep this podcast short and sweet for you and I, just to get into music and, you know, like, creativity and what gets you into flow. Like, what sets the mood for you to where you're ready to go and maybe record a song? Or do you just turn it on like that, or do you have to, like, prep for it?
Well,
or
I think I, like, psych myself out, so sometimes I'll get ahead of myself and
overthink it,
not end up doing it, or maybe fully committing like I would want to, just sort of like getting intimidated. And I try not to do that, obviously, but, I mean, some whiskey helps. But I think, like, for me, if I were to sit down and just, like, you know, go down the rabbit hole of different songs, different artists, different vibes, and just, it's almost like a meditation of you know, music for a couple hours, I'm ready to just do anything. It's like I'm not listening to one song and thinking, oh, I want to remake that song, even though that would probably... be awesome. Yes,
sir. I'm gonna surprise question you. What's your favorite whiskey? Off the top, don't think about it. Boom, go.
I always think of Ghost Owl.
Ghost Owl's good. Yeah. Which one? The rye?
Yeah, the bourbon or the rye. I mean,
one or the other.
Delicious. The rye.
The rye. Hey, okay, we got down to it. It is good. Try that Ghost Owl. Shout out Ghost Owl with your rye.
Yeah, it's like Portland-based.
Yeah, it's good. So, parting and kind of getting to the end of this podcast, I kind of wanted to end with what your goals are with music, with singing, in the next, like, 3 to 5 years, like, short-term goals. What do you want to accomplish or do without too much pressure? But
So, for me, I've always... I shouldn't say always, in my, like, more adult years, I've just said to myself, you know, I want to see the world. I want to make good
That's
music.
For another podcast. I'll
no,
be asking
I know,
you around,
I know.
About your trips but around the world.
But I want to, you know, make good music and eat good food. And as long as I can, you know, do those things and have, you know, my family and extended family and, you know, the love of my life next to me, like, I feel like I'm making it. I used to have this big dream of being a star, but that's not something that I still...
Oh, and for picture. You guys out there, sorry to cut you off, but if you ever wanted to Google Andrea, she was on what was that show you went on?
No. I wasn't on any show. Anyway, I was on this show.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying,
what,
like,
starts with American Idol or something like that? Oh yeah, that's right.
All right, so moving on. So moving forward, I feel like as long as I'm still making music,
yeah,
and, you know, still have travel plans, and as long as life is good, I'm happy as long as music is a part of my life.
Yeah, 100%. I feel that.
Especially with Cakes doing pop-ups and stuff, like...
Yeah, so Andrea volunteered and helped us raise money. Not only did she sing, but she just... helped out in tremendous way with all the details. Like, she helped get all the bags. So here, let me back up for you guys that are listening. We did a pop-up show concert where we had Rising Buffalo Tribe. Shout out Rising Buffalo Tribe. They came out, headlined it. Andrea performed. Ryan Laws performed. Shout out Ryan Laws. There was Chiska Jackson perform. Shout out Chiska Jackson, Cryptic, D-Lo, Kylie. Who else performed that night? Man, there's a whole group of people, and I'm trying to think. I think that was it.
That was most of them, yeah.
Yeah. But to go into what Andrea did, so she performed. We raised money for Casa for Kids, and we were able to give them some money. It felt really good going into this and helping out the community and just building this. But she just helped out in a tremendous way with the details of doing this show. And so I wanted to say thank you again. I know I've already expressed my gratitude to you about that, with that, because details are really not my strong point. I have overall visions, mm-hmm. and I'm a macro visionary, and the micro part of it, I get lost in it.
Mm-hmm.
And Andrea has, she can micro, you know, vision, if you will say, get into it and just help out in that way. So thank you for that. And yeah, I think that's where we're going to end this, because she kind of gave, well, actually finish what you were going to say about where you see yourself in 3 to 5 years, because you just want to eat good food, travel, and do music. So ideally, if you're going to just do a visionary board, you'd see yourself traveling to beautiful places, eating good food, you know, nice living, maybe accommodations, maybe a nice hotel, maybe not even, maybe a bungalow or something, right? But also, I have
no standards anymore after no standards. Traveling third world countries.
Okay. But traveling, doing music, and eating, that sounds pretty awesome. I hope to have you back on Cakes No Breaks podcast. So we'll see how. If you guys have any questions out there, please chime in. I know I've been posting. I did the last one with Nico Boy, my son, and that got some good feedback. But if you guys want to hear more from Andrea, please tap in and leave some comments, ask some questions, and get involved. All right, it's Cakes No Breaks 2019. Thank you for your attention, and we're out.
Out.
Can you say bye?
Bye. Thanks for listening.
All right, let's see here.